People.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Now, here with everything Winona, here's Terry Tenseth.
Oh, don't you know?
On this episode of Don't You Know, Andy Moss stops by to visit with us about all the great events and exhibitions happening at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum. After that, Noah Short stops by from Sum Sum Studio to fill us in on Downtown Art Party. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to Don't You Know. Good afternoon. I have Andy visiting me. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Marine-related question to start us off with. What kind of?
Uh-huh.
Captain and Tennille have called it quits after 38 years of marriage.
Who are they?
Love will keep us together.
Oh.
Yes.
That song.
Yes. And many others. The Captain and Tennille have called it quits.
After how many years of
38
marriage?
38 years of marriage.
38 years of marriage. Wow.
Your feelings.
That's a long time.
I know.
That's a long time. After a long time to call it quits. Like, you'd think if the other person wasn't the one, you'd know after, like, I don't know, 10.
Maybe.
Or
give it
20?
The little college try, right?
20 years, you'd maybe know. Well, who knows?
Kind of marine related. Kind of not. I don't think he was a real captain, so.
But they called him captain.
Which means every time he performed, he had to wear.
Oh, poor guy.
A hat.
Uh-huh. Captain hat. Whatever those are called.
Yeah, I think it's called a captain hat. Anyhow, that question came from one of our listeners. So getting on to real stuff, you have an abundance of riches that recently opened up.
Not personally, I don't have an abundance of riches, but the
well.
But the museum has a show called Andrea Rich, An Abundance of Riches,
mm-hmm.
which is actually, it's going to kick off the museum. We're doing a woodcut print series this year, which is being kicked off by Andrea Rich. The show is already open, and it's a great, great show. It more or less, the subjects are environment and nature, but they're done in a way that I think is pretty unique. It's sort of like nature art meets Edo period Japanese prints meets, you know, that's the problem with radio is you're sitting here trying to describe something when someone, and you're like, see, don't you see this? And the listener's like, No, I don't see that.
I don't see it.
I don't see it at all because I'm listening to a radio, not watching television.
Paint a picture for me, Andy.
So people should just come and see the show so that they can see it. She's an artist from California. The show is on loan to us from the Leocky Woodson Museum of Art, which is in Wausau, Wisconsin. Anyway, that's kicking off the woodcut print series. And very intentionally, we're the second show is an exhibition of historical Japanese prints, which have heavily inspired Rich's work, which are always, I think, enchanting. People loved Japanese prints. And you probably know some of them, even though you don't know that you know them. You know, the giant wave image that has crept into popular culture.
On iPhone cases and everything else.
And everything else, yeah. That's basically, you know, the sort of quintessential Japanese print. It's called The Floating World. And that one is opening up in April. So Andrea Rich is up through April 13th. And then we're doing Japanese prints. And then we're doing a show by a Wisconsin printmaker named Nick Robleski over the summer. And that'll conclude our woodcut print series.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And then you have some Valentine's Day events happening?
Well, we have one. It's called For the Love of the Arts. You know, actually, serendipitously, the Valentine's Day this year is on a Friday. Which is awesome, right?
How lovely.
How lovely. How just great to do a Valentine's event.
On a weekend.
So you can actually do it on the day, on Friday. So Friday, February 14th, we're doing For the Love of the Arts. It actually is being co-organized, and likewise, the proceeds are benefiting two organizations, the museum and Great River Shakespeare Festival. So museum is providing space, obviously, and helping organize the event. There's going to be an auction. There's going to be, obviously, cash bar and some goodies to eat. But there's also going to be some Shakespeare scenes of mm-hmm. love. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a poet who's going to be walking around reading love poetry. And it should be a pretty interesting evening, actually. We're hoping it becomes kind of like a thing.
Well, you have done this a couple of times now, right?
We have, but not like this. It's a little bit different this time. And likewise, I think it'll be a better event.
Now, how much are the tickets again?
They're $25.
Per person.
Per person. That's what yes. it is. Yeah. Yes. Of which about $10, I think, is a tax deductible donation. About 15 of it is, cover costs of the event.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun.
It will be fun.
It will be. And that runs mm-hmm. from 6 to 9, I think?
Runs from 6 to 9. There's going to be live music, too. There's going to be Mike Munson. There's going to be the Old Fashions are going to be there. Ray Dretzky's group is going to be there. It's going to be lively. We might even set up a dance floor. That's going to be pretty sweet. And I even heard that you were going to be there.
I am. I'm going to be the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that there might be a photo booth situation. So
that's, yeah, there's
we should talk
booth.
About that.
All you have to do is hang out and take pictures of people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not an actual booth you want me in to surprise people. Can you imagine?
No. It's That'd just going to be a backdrop. People okay. can, yeah, like, you know, we'll put some, yeah, it'll be a backdrop because there'll be a lot of people there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
they can go up and get their picture taken in front of the thing. If they don't want to do the, I'm not even going to use the word selfie. I know I just did, but I'm going to avoid that.
Yeah. Nobody likes that. Have you ever seen like the list of the popular selfie types there are?
Uh huh.
Yeah. You know, why don't you get a nice picture by me?
I'm not that old. Okay. But even I get annoyed by the term because I think it's just lazy. I think it's a self-portrait. If you want to call it what it is, it's a self-portrait.
Now, if you're doing it to be campy, that's one thing.
Right.
But the one I see mostly is the one where people are driving. They got the seatbelt across and they're that one. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
You see it all the time. And uh-huh. then that becomes your profile picture.
Uh-huh. I know. I just think, yeah. So people can take their picture, their own picture, but if they want you,
right,
an actual photographer to take their picture,
then yeah,
they can do that, and you're going to be there. So thanks yeah. for being there.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's going to be a heck of a good time.
We're going to have a great time, and mm-hmm. it's a great way to spend an evening. Why not?
Yeah,
share the love.
Yeah.
Now you've got some other stuff coming up too.
No.
Yes,
nothing.
You do. Oh, stop. What do you do over there for work anyhow? No,
I hang out and I look at paintings. I think honestly that's what some people think I do. But I don't ever actually hardly get a chance to do that. We have a ton of things going on always, but there's a couple of things I wanted to plug specifically, and those are museums. So like once a month we have a free lecture for anyone who wants to come in. It's a nice experience to learn about something, and it's also a nice introduction to the museum if you want that kind of experience, which is led by lectors usually from the region. They relate to collections, they relate to exhibitions, or they are just interesting topics that relate to the museum. In January, actually, this coming Thursday, we are having a Minnesota artist. His name is Fred Summers. He's Googleable if anyone wants to look into his work. He has there's a wide range of work from traditional landscapes to abstraction and sort of everything in between. Probably one of Minnesota's most successful artists. Anyway, we're eventually going to have one of his pieces in our collections. We've been given a gift to purchase a piece. Commission that he's going to create for the museum. Likewise, we're going to bring him in and do a lecture so we can talk about his work. And that will be this coming Thursday, January 30th. The discussion is called Adventures with the Dust of Butterfly Wings. I mean, if the name alone doesn't at least make you like kind of curious to
yeah.
what the heck this is all about. So anyway, that's Thursday, January 30th, 6 p.m. And that's free thanks to support from museum supporters named Ernie and Sally Misick. We also have a lecture in February, which is totally relevant to me being on campus here, and that is Winona State University art historian Adrian Barr is going to come in on February 26th. So what is that, 12 days after Valentine's Day, 6 p.m., and he's going to be talking about Kandinsky, Vasily Kandinsky, Towards Abstraction is the name of that lecture.
So for some people who don't know about Kandinsky, give us a little description.
You probably know, it's sort of like, he's sort of like Japanese Prince. I bet you probably know some of the images, even though you might not know the name connected to them. But he's more or less the, we say Towards Abstraction, but what it really is he's the father of non-objective painting, which is basically like painting that is just pure color and form. And this was in the early 20th century. He wrote an important essay. I'm forgetting the name of the, it's something like On the Spiritual in Art. Oh, what is it called? Sorry, the name of the manuscript is escaping me at the moment. but it became a very important and influential piece of writing. And it basically was advocating that through color alone, that we can have a very spiritual experience looking at something. So he was sort of advocating simply not painting images that look like other things. And that is more or less something that has evolved through the early 20th century from him.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So very important, I think, as far as the way that we understand art, the way that it has influenced culture. And certainly, for art nerds like me, it's great. But I think also for others, they might find it interesting. And Barr is a great guy. I think he's been at Winona State for a year, maybe two now, I'm not sure. But very knowledgeable, and I would expect it to, I think it'll be a very good program.
Excellent.
And it's free, so there's really no... There's no risk either, so.
And maybe it'll be warmer by that point too.
What should be
in February?
Yeah, we're set up. I think we're gonna get that behind us. I'm being optimistic.
And you lived in North Dakota?
I did.
So.
Uh huh.
You said it's colder there.
It is cold. Have you ever been to North Dakota?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's colder there.
I haven't been there in winter.
Winona. Yeah. Yeah, it's colder. I mean, there's less there. You don't have the bluffs to block the wind either, so. Mm-hmm. Or trees for that matter.
No, it's just wide open.
It's kind of open. Yeah.
Lovely. You got your buttes. I remember.
Yeah, you get your buttes in the western part of the state, but which is actually the warmer part of the state. But I lived in Fargo for about 12, a little over 12 years. And so anything I think that Winona has as far as weather, I've experienced far worse. So people should stop complaining about the weather. It can always be worse.
I have a friend from Canada that's like, we laugh at what your weather is, whereas we laugh at Florida.
Oh, right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Like Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah. Winnipeg is cold.
Putting it in perspective with Annie Mouse. Yeah. So have we covered it all for... I think so.
Well, a couple of other things. Every Tuesday at the museum is free for students of any age. All you have to do is show your student ID. So, yeah.
That and Toddler Tuesdays keeps happening too?
Toddler Tuesdays every second Tuesday of the month, 10:30 to noon. We sort of transform the museum into a meaningful family making space.
Excellent.
You can make stuff. And you can also experience the museum. And I think that's $2 for kids or something, and free for adults.
Great. Mm-hmm. And more information is available at your new website.
Yes. So we have a website that has all of our, the museum is doing like 10 shows this year, 10 exhibitions. It's going to be a very busy year, and information about all of those, or most of them, maybe 8 of the 10 are on our website right now. And that's at mmam.org. There's information about events on there. You can buy For the Love of the Arts Valentine's tickets on there as well. There's information about events, programs. There's also information about becoming involved in the museum for people that want to participate by becoming a member, or if they want to participate by becoming a volunteer, or if they're just curious about the museum, there's information about the museum on there. Pretty much, yeah, that like covers it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
And that's at mmam.org.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Facebook page. And the gift shop has its own Facebook page too. So check that out.
And we just opened up a Twitter account too if people want to follow us on there.
Excellent. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Uh-huh. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Up next, we're going to learn about a monthly gathering taking place in downtown Winona that celebrates the local arts scene. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to Don't You Know. Good afternoon. I have Noah Short with me, and we're going to talk about some great stuff happening downtown. There's a huge revitalization effort, and with that... some people have gotten together and said, why not have a party? Right? Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. So tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Well, the first Tuesday of every month, we have the Downtown Art Party. It started back in September, and we've been trying to get through the winter months here, so we'll have a big bang, more people coming out in the summer when it's nice out. I think it would be a little less intimidating if there wasn't freezing rain as you're trying to stroll downtown to
snow,
see some art.
Ice.
Yeah. First Tuesday of every month, it's been 5 to 7. A handful of local businesses have been involved. And essentially, it's just a time when we can show new art, local and not local. at the different venues, get people in the spaces, and just help Winona's art scene grow.
So what have been some of the different venues that have participated?
Well, Sum Sum Studio, where I work, is 168 East 3rd Street, across from Shumsky's Flooring. We've been a participant every month, as well as the Lion Smith Gallery. And Kevin Erke is the curator there right now, and he is the person who originally conceptualized Downtown Art Party.
And I believe a former Winona State University student as well.
Yep, that's correct. We graduated together in May. Also, a handful of other businesses have been involved, some every month, and some have been kind of alternating a little bit. We have Burke's Furniture on 3rd Street, Shannon Porter Photography, Manitou Martial Arts and Wellness, Jade Community Acupuncture, and then a few newer people on board and ones that haven't been involved every month include Prismatic Shadow Studio, Infinity Chiropractic and Wellness, and Point A Studio.
So we're hearing some businesses that aren't exactly art-related, but they do want to help out, right?
Yep. For example, Jade's Community Acupuncture, she puts up local art just in her little storefront there. So it's kind of helping the arts and helping just people get into these businesses.
And I believe Julie Johnson's helped her out quite a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. And who have been some of the other artists and musicians that have played at Downtown Art Party?
We've actually had some Winona State students. Kelly Blau and Isaac Samus have made some jazzy ambiance for the receptions at Sum Sum and Lion Smith. Sean Burke and friends have been playing at Burke's Furniture the last few months, I believe. And then just this month at Sum Sum, we had Boyle. He's a electronic musician from La Crosse who created this really interesting, intricate, ambient soundscape for the space, which was really cool to see the art and listen to that at the same time.
And I remember in September there was somebody out in the street actually doing some spray painting and things like that. So as we get to the warmer temperatures where paint is more conducive outside to drying and just working in general, we'll probably see more of that too.
Yeah, it was really exciting in September and October when it was nice out to just look down 3rd Street and see people out and about in Winona. Just getting excited about this place becoming more and more of an arts destination with all the festivals popping up. Hopefully it'll just keep on building momentum through the summer.
It'd be great. Now, you also wanted to touch base with us about Sum Sum Studio and the mission there.
Yep, that's right. Sum Sum, we have new art every month and live music on Thursday nights. If you're interested in playing, contact me or contact Sum Sum through the Facebook page. Sum Sum also is the headquarters for Midwest Music Festival. And so that's a really cool kind of collaboration we have there to have the art, some live music. So it's a venue, but also kind of a meeting space for the board of Midwest Music Festival.
For some people who don't know, Sum Sum is spelled differently. Can you fill them in on that?
Yes.
Yeah, so they can find you.
It is SOMESUM.
Right.
Studio.
Gotcha.
You can find us on Facebook. Check out Sum Sum on Facebook. Check out Midwest Music Fest on Facebook. And Sum Sum also has its own website that you can check out some information. The link to that you can find through the Facebook, or you can go to SOMESUMSTUDIO.wordpress.com.
There you go. And also Downtown Art Party, I think, has a Facebook page as well.
Yep, that's correct.
And it might be DTAP. I'm not sure.
Yep, Downtown Art Party also goes by DTAP.
So. Okay, that's how you're doing it. All right.
Yeah.
Look at you getting all fancy. So who's upcoming for the next Downtown Art Party?
Well, we have a closing reception on Thursday, January 30th for this current show at Sum Sum, the Here There exhibition, which is actually a joint show. Half of the show is at Sum Sum and half of it's at Lion Smith Gallery. So you're going to check them out. Thursday the 30th will be the last time to see this art, and that's also the drop-off day for the February DTAP, February Gallery show, which will be student work from Winona State and St. Mary's. So if you come to the closing on Thursday and you're a student from St. Mary's or Winona State, you can bring one piece and it'll probably be in the show.
Hey,
Sum Sum in February.
That's great.
Yeah.
If people want to have their stuff, their art, I should say, featured at these events or at Sum Sum or at Lion Smith, what do they have to do?
Well, if you're a student, this is the month to do it. Come to the reception. It's 6 to 8 on Thursday. and just drop off a piece. If you're a community member, find Sumsum on Facebook. You can shoot me a message on there, or you can email me at noah.s@midwestmusicfest.org.
What are the hours for Sumsum Studio?
The hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 to 3, and Tuesday, Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m.
Anything else you wish to fill us in on?
No, just check the Facebook for all the upcoming stuff. We got a lot of exciting music, a lot of great art booked out through May already, and just check out the site for upcoming events and hope to see you there.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks again to Andy Mouse for stopping by to visit with us about the Minnesota Marine Art Museum. More information on the Minnesota Marine Art Museum can be found at www.mmam.org. Another thank you goes out to Noah Short for visiting with us about Sumsum Studio and Downtown Art Party. More information on Sumsum Studio can be found at sumsumstudio.wordpress.com. More information on Downtown Art Party can be found on Facebook by typing in Winona DTAP. I'm Terry Tunseth, and you've been listening to Don't You Know.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.